Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, Scott, and welcome to the sequel.
The sequel?
Yes. Let's introduce each other real quick.
Oh, I like the sequel, though. That's good.
You like how we're starting with this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, let me start.
Okay.
I'm here with Ben.
And I'm here with Scott. Scott Benjamin, that is, the auto editor of HowStuffWorks.com. And today we're going to do something a little different. We had an earlier podcast about movie cars, iconic cars of film.
Yeah. Got a great response, didn't we?
We did. And you know what? Thank goodness that we have a lot of great listeners who like cars and I would assume movies as much as we do, because you guys really had our back on this. We knew going into it that we were going to miss quite a few. So Scott and I put our heads together and paid attention to the email. And this episode really is all about you guys. It's all about the cars that we missed that you pointed out.
That's right. And I want to add one thing here, because no matter how many we mentioned today and the ones we've mentioned in the previous podcast, we've also done television cars. These are movie cars.
Yeah.
No matter how many we mention, there's going to be a million more. So we probably can't do another I would say never, but I don't know. Maybe we've had enough of the movie cars for a while, so we'll try to get through all these. And I know this will spawn another round of hey, you forgot this. I can't believe you forgot this. But you know, we'll try to get to them. We may not be able to answer every single piece of email that comes in about them, because we're getting literally 100 emails about movie cars, and everybody's got their own series of cars that they like or enjoy.
Sure.
So it's difficult for us to get to them. We're trying to today, and that's why we're doing this. It's it's a good way for us to get everybody's out there, and all the suggestions, and hopefully the idea is it'll make you think about some great movies of the past or cars in those movies that you enjoyed. So
and you might be surprised to see how many other people agree with you if you wrote in.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of duplication in here, and you have to bear with that there's a few that, let's say that several people mentioned one particular vehicle. That's just because it was a popular movie, and for whatever reason, Ben and I just forgot about that one during our podcast because, we got as many as we could, but you can never hit them all.
And we're such fanboys too, Scott. I think in our last show, what we were doing is bringing up a car and then talking about how cool we thought it was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we didn't really go through a fast, long list or anything. We did a little more discussion about each one, which was fun.
So, High Speed Stuff fans and listeners, thanks so much. We're going to go through some of the mail that you wrote us so that you can help us point out to the rest of the High Speed Stuff group the movie cars, the iconic movie
let's,
cars.
Let's go through them just rapid fire. We'll do them quick. Go ahead and start.
We'll switch off. You want me to start?
I want you to start.
Okay, so Gareth in Devon writes to us and says, what about, he says, there are some you might have missed, such as Grease Lightning, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and the car from the Mad Max movies. Oh. I think those are all three home runs.
Good point. Mad Max movies are awesome. Also, there is, Steve sent it from his iPhone. He said that he wanted to add the 1970 Dodge Challenger RT from Vanishing Point, and said that that was recently resurrected in the Tarantino movie Death Proof, which was, I'm sorry, that was the, that's right.
Yeah. That's a good call, Steve.
Yep, that's a good one.
All right, and now we're going to go with a little bit, a little bit of a longer one.
Yeah, with no name, I believe.
I think I may have lost your name here, but this is such a good list. Okay, here we go. Scott, I'm not going to do the Micro Machine voice, but I'm going to try to go quickly.
Good.
All right. The 1962 Ferrari GTO and a 1967 Ford Mustang in Vanilla Sky. And the 1966 Thunderbird in Thelma and Louise.
Good one.
Good call. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Death Race and Death Race 2000. The Gumball Rally from 1976 had a lot of cars. The AC Cobra, the Ferrari, the Porsche 911, the Mercedes 300 SL, the Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow, American Graffiti, the 32 Ford, 55 Chevy, and 58 Chevy. Mad Max's 1973 Ford Falcon, And let's see, the cars from the Joshua Tree, Corvette Summer, the 1954 Cadillac Fleetwood Series.
Corvette Summer, I forgot about Corvette Summer.
I forgot about Mad Max, man.
Okay.
And yes, the Cadillac Fleetwood Series 60 Special from Driving Miss Daisy, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle had a Ferrari Enzo from 2003, and 250 GT California, the 1950 Mercury and Cobra, the Ferrari 575M Maranello and Bad Boys 2. And I said it wasn't that great of a movie, but I loved the chase scene.
That's a good list.
Yeah. And, just a couple more. Yellow Ferrari F355 in The Rock, the Maserati Mirac. Is that right? Mirac?
Yeah, close
in Scarface?
Enough. Close enough.
Thanks. The Torpedo Tucker in Tucker, The Man and His Dream.
Oh, Tucker. How can we not mention Tucker?
Hey. You know, that's what...
It's all about the car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about... But we've got some great listeners and custom motorcycles in Easy Rider.
Oh, yeah. Very good. That's a good one. All right. Then also, there's another one without another list here, or another name, rather. The cars in the film The Great Race from 1965.
Oh, man. We have a podcast about The Great Race.
Yeah, we do. there's also... 1918 Cadillac, which has question marks next to it, not sure. And that's a confusing one there. Okay, anyways, that was a...
Okay.
I'll move on. I'll go to the next one. How's that? From Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan has he has a pretty good list here. Let me see. Yeah. There's a few worthy mentioned. The bus from Speed.
Oh, good
we
call.
Totally missed the bus from Speed. The car from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, one more time. The flubber-tired car on The Absent-Minded Professor.
Oh, yeah.
The Viper in Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm.
RoboCop, the police car.
I had that as a toy.
Did you?
Yeah, not the real one, the toy.
Admission here. I've never seen RoboCop.
Ah, well.
Okay, the Chevy Lumina stock car in Days of Thunder. Mm-hmm. That one comes up later. Some people mentioned Days of Thunder. The Desi and Lucy Airstream in The Long Trailer. That was a good one. I remember that. Yeah, that's funny. And the race car from Speed Racer, of course.
That's a cool one.
The Mach 5.
And Preston, who can't wait for the Bond show, writes in to say there's a black XKE in the John Wayne film Brannigan, and he thinks it's one of the sexiest cars ever produced. then there's the wagging...
I'm laughing about that. That's funny. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, you know, we're not making this up.
No, that's good.
And the Wagging Queen family truckster in Vacation.
Oh, yes.
And... the Winnebago and Spaceballs.
Yep.
And he said, they're not really cars, but hey, what about all the trucks in Convoy?
Good point. Yeah, good point. And I love that song, by the way, when I was a kid. Knew all the words.
C.W. McCall?
I had a tiny...
Convoy.
What's the small records? 45s, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a 45 of Convoy, and I would sing along with it, you know, with the headphones on when I was a little kid.
It's
1970s,
You know what? It's so lame. I have the greatest hits of C.W. McCall, which has Convoy and Convoy 2.
I'm now going to have to look that up online and listen to it today at some point.
Oh, there goes the lunch break.
Yeah.
So what about the car at the end of Grease and all the cars in American Graffiti?
All the cars in American Graffiti, another popular one. All right, there's another one here from Corey from Augusta, Georgia. The Poochmobile from the movie Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Good call.
You know, that one gets another mention later, too. We'll hear that again, but... that was a good one. A lot of people said they liked that. So it says they also had mentions a sweet Ferrari, but you know what? I think it was a Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. I remember that scene. And then, of course, the cars from Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was it from that one. That's another good one. Go on to the next one.
Should I go? Okay.
Sure.
So what about the someone else writes in to say the car from Dumb and Dumber, again, you know, the dog on wheels.
The dog on wheels.
Yeah. And now this fellow wrote in, you know what? We're missing a lot of names here. But this was really interesting to both of us. He says, I'm going to tell you about the absolute best car film ever made. It's neither Norwegian nor American, but French. The movie's called Taxi, made in 1998. It's a shame you can't send us clips from the film. But it puts all of the other great car movies to shame, including Fast and Furious and Gone in 60 Seconds. I keep hearing from people that you Americans don't like texted movies, but you guys must see this one. You won't regret it. So apparently we should check out the French movie Taxi if we are car fans. And let's see, it's got the most awesome car chases you'll ever see in Parisian traffic. Even when it looks like they're driving in 130 miles per hour, it's because they are. This is before CGI.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll check that one out.
You know, I've actually watched a clip of that, and it's decent. It's funny. Yeah. The guy's trying to get a guy to the airport, I believe, in time, and the car kind of transforms. Mm-hmm. You know, wings appear, and you know, it's interesting. Just take a look for clips online of this, and you'll see what I mean.
That sounds, yeah, it sounds like it's worth the time.
All right, I got another one here from Will from Corpus Christi.
Uh-huh. Oh, Will's written us before.
Yeah, Will has, yeah. And he mentioned the Death Race cars. Mm-hmm. And I'm scanning the email here for this. And Jason Statham from The Transporter and The Italian Job, the new one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, good cars in those movies. That's about it, I guess.
Do you want to do the next one?
Do the next one?
Yeah, the one from Rich.
Is this a long list? Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do this long list from Rich. Begins with these movie cars. Let's see. He's got a whole bunch of them here. The 1968 film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, once again. Mm-hmm. Also 1971, there's a movie called Duel, which was directed by Steven Spielberg. And I've seen a description of this one that's like, it says that this is his Jaws for the road. because the truck is just this really just evil thing. Mm. It's really kind of cool. I've seen the clips and the trailer for this. It's online. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. So check that out. It's called Duel, and it features a big semi. Menacing semi, I should say. then there's Grease, or Grease Lightning, which is a 1948 Ford convertible from 1978. Mm. Let's see, in 1978, again, Convoy. Mm. Mentioned again. Rubber ducks. Here you go. Rubber ducks. Mac RS-700L, complete with rocket fuel and an angry duck that replaced the bulldog.
You guys are so awesome. I can't believe people aside from the two of us know about and remember Convoy.
Yeah, that's good. That was funny. American Graffiti from 1973. All the hot rods, of course. It mentions here that was Harrison Ford and George Lucas's first time to work together.
Cool.
1982, the light cycles from Tron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I remember that.
Yeah.
Also, again, National Lampoon's Vacation, the Wagon Queen family truckster. I love that car, by the way, too. Yeah. That was funny. 1986, the movie called The Wraith. Which was, he calls it a terrible B movie based around a vengeful ghost driving a custom magical supercar.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I looked up The Wraith for another listener email. We'll talk, you know what? We'll talk about The Wraith in a moment.
Okay.
I know what vehicle that is. Also, there was a movie called Death Race in 1975 mm-hmm. and 2008.
Yeah.
With a lot of custom cars and, Stallone movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2007, Grindhouse, which was Death Proof, and what was the other one? Death Proof?
Death Proof. Grindhouse had two movies, but only one of them was car-centered.
Got it. Okay, which was Death Proof?
Yeah.
Okay, with the 1970 Chevy Nova, which was, is it Stuntman Mike? Is that his name?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was a good movie. That's about it for that.
That's good, yeah. And
that's from Rich, right?
That was from Rich, yeah.
From New York.
And let's see. I don't remember if this one made it in. I think somebody wrote in or somebody told me in person about another Kurt Russell movie, Big Trouble in Little China, and his truck, because that's what starts the whole thing going, mm-hmm. the whole plot. But Adam wrote in to also say that he couldn't help but notice that we left out Corvette Summer, starring none other than Mark Hamill of Star Wars fame.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Corvette Summer, Ben?
I have not. I have not seen it yet.
It's pretty fun. I mean, it's terribly dated at this point, but mm-hmm. That car is pretty wild in that it's a really custom mm-hmm. Corvette that the guy's trying to get back. And I think you'd like to see the car, if nothing else, but... the movie's something else. It's interesting.
I'll check it out there.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, it wasn't just emails that we had.
No, we had some responses to, because, you know, I do a blog as well. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the week, I'll do a blog wrap-up on Friday, you know, rather a podcast wrap-up on Friday. And we mentioned what we talked about during the week here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mentioned, you know, the movie car podcast, and that spawned some responses as well. I've got four here that that came from the blog, and I'll just read through them quickly.
Sure, sure.
Some lists are longer than others. Preston from Athens, Alabama, wrote in with, he had also had a long list of television cars, but this is the movie cars. Herbie the Love Bug. Cruella DeVille's Panther DeVille from, I think it was from 101 Dalmatians, right?
Yeah,
so
animated
car,
yeah,
I believe. Unless, there was
a live action 101 right. Dalmatians, but I'm old school, man. Yeah. I just watched the cartoon.
Me too. Cool car. He's right. Then also there's the Green Hornet's Black Beauty, and I think we mentioned that one. I'm not entirely sure.
We may have touched on it.
I know that I've seen the Black Beauty in person. They were auctioning the car at the time.
Yeah, may have mentioned it in another podcast.
And I believe there's a new movie coming out with that will feature this vehicle, the Black Beauty.
Cool.
With the Green Hornet as well.
Yeah.
Now here's one from someone that calls himself Rory's Dad.
All right.
Rory's Dad. Michael J. Fox's 1959 Volvo in The Frighteners.
Mm.
The Chrysler rental car in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I think that was a K car. I think it was. Looking back, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, that was a good one. Totally destroyed. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely destroyed. Then there was the mid-1970s Mercury Marquis from Uncle Buck, the one that he called the Beast.
No
with,
way.
With John Candy.
Did not see an Uncle Buck reference coming.
I miss John Candy.
Yeah, he was good.
I really do. I miss everything he does. He was good. Tanker truck in Steven Spielberg's The Duel from 1971.
Yeah,
again, that's the second mention of that one at least. Maybe the third mention, I don't know. But I'm going to check that one out. I like the idea of this. And apparently you never see the truck driver. It's real evil, it's a menacing thing.
Oh, wow.
All you see is maybe his arm sticking out of the window, like on the side. And they say you never see the driver.
That's pretty menacing.
Yeah. You're making fun of me now.
No, I'm not making fun of you.
Again, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and The Bus and Speed. Mm-hmm. And then one more mention of the dog grooming van in Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one, too, with the flapping ears.
That's good.
And I think, didn't he have to lift up the leg to add the fuel?
Yeah, you have to. It looks like it's peeing when you put in the fuel.
That's fantastic. Mentions the Deuce Coupe and American Graffiti.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the Days of Thunder cars. And that was the end of Rory's Dad's list.
It's a pretty good list, Rory's Dad.
That was a good list. And then someone who really didn't leave a name, but I think it was Netbug.
Mm-hmm.
he actually sent a link to 50 great movie cars from a site called Rotten Tomatoes, and that's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
I enjoy that list. That was I went through the whole thing. It was really interesting.
Rotten Tomatoes I would say they're very good film websites.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah. Couple that I wanted to mention from that list, actually, that I spotted. These are really not from this, but he gave me that list of 50. In the movie The Big Lebowski, do you remember The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
The dude's Gran Torino. He had a...
he did.
He had a 1973 Gran Torino, and that was Jeff Bridges and John Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that was a funny movie. I love that one. I could watch that over and over again.
That's a pretty good classic.
And they made a good point that, that car really fit him, just like Uncle Buck's car fit him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also mentioned, Netbug also mentioned the Bad Boys 1 and 2 cars, which were pretty awesome. They had some good chase scenes in there. And, again, the Duel truck. Another one for the Duel. So that's at least three, maybe four for the Duel truck. And the last one here, and then we're done with our movie car list. Paul from Alberta, Canada. He mentioned, again, the movie The Wraith. And I said that he didn't know what it was. He didn't know what the vehicle was. So I did a little digging to find out what that was. So I got an answer for Paul as well. It was it's called a Turbo Interceptor, which is a Dodge M4S concept car, and it was made as a pace car for sprint car competition. So it's a kind of it's like $1.5 million supercar thing at the time. Now you're talking 1986, so it doesn't necessarily look all that modern right now, but it was a pretty cool car, and I believe it's in a museum at this point, but again, it was a pace car for sprint car competition. And it was just a one-of-a-kind concept vehicle that they used for this movie, and it was a high-dollar car. So, again, it's a Dodge M4S concept car.
So it seems like...
That was in the movie The Wraith, I think.
And that was in The Wraith. It seems like our big winners here are a little bit surprising. We've got, let's see, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Death Race, The Duel, and Dumb and Dumber. All received multiple mentions.
Yeah, you're right. I was surprised that I didn't see more Herbie the Love Bug for people because maybe we did mention that. I don't know. Looking back, we had so many that it's tough to remember what we did and didn't recall.
And guys, we know that we took a little while to come back and read all these emails, and we were super excited about this, so we wanted to hold off as long as we could to make sure that everybody got a chance.
Yeah, because these were filtering in even until just, you know, a few days ago. Mm-hmm. So we got to a point where we figured they're you know, it's kind of trickled off or it's stopped at this point. Mm-hmm. So we figured that we've got everybody's listed here, and if we missed yours, I apologize, but sure. You can see we had a long list of cars and vehicles, or of people to get through, rather. So we really appreciate it. Thank you for writing in.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're always very excited to receive any email, because, I mean, who doesn't like getting mail, right?
Of course.
Yeah, and again, we just very much appreciate you as our listeners. Thanks for being part of the show. If you have any suggestions, if you have any questions or comments, as always, please send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the High Speed Stuff blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.